You're very welcome along to another episode of The Score. I'm your host, Mark Gallagher, and tonight on the programme, we will be talking to Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy, who has recently signed a new long-term deal with the club. But firstly, we are going to start with local soccer, and the fourth round of the FAI Junior Cup is taking centre stage this weekend, with four Donegal clubs involved. Fannin United, they're away to St John's Athletic in Roscommon. Letterkenny Rovers have a home tie against Peak Rovers of Tipperary. Aileach, they also have a home tie. They're up against Black Forge of Dublin, while defending FAI Junior Cup champions Coghill Celtic have a long away trip to Tipperary to face Rear Cross. Well, we're about to hear from Chris Ashmore, and he'll speak to Aileach manager Declan Lynch, Fannin United manager Arthur Lynch, and Letterkenny Rovers manager Stephen McConnell. But first up on our FAI Cup Round 4 preview, I spoke to Coghill Celtic's manager Gavin Cullen a little bit earlier. Well, Gavin, you're getting set to make the long trip to Tipperary this weekend. Your side are no stranger to these kind of away days. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, we are. Right? Look, we're always looking forward to it. Like, obviously, the travel and the trip wasn't ideal, but as I say, we probably travel as much as any League of Ireland team in the country this last couple of years. This season, this is our 14th fixture, and we've been in Waterford, we've been in Monaghan, we've been in Enniskillen, and now we're in Tipperary this weekend. So it's a huge expense in the club and a real test for them in terms of, but they always come up with the goods, and like that we'd be well looked after when we're away. So when we travel, we do it properly, and we're trying to win the game, you know, so the preparation will be good.
Yeah, and I presume it's been fairly difficult to get much of an insight into the kind of challenge you'll face. Have you been able to find out much about the opposition?
No, very little. No, we played so last season in the quarter final of this cup competition, we played Clonmel Celtic away, which was quite a tough game, and they were a very good side. Rear Cross actually beat them in an early round this year, so a wee bit of a surprise result apparently, but at the same time they're obviously decent enough if they dispose of a team like Clonmel. So look, we'll be taking them for granted. We're away from home, we don't know the facilities, we don't know really much about their players or their team, so we're going to prepare properly and be right to try and win the match.
Yeah, and you're in the fourth round now as defending FAI Junior Cup champions, and Rear Cross will of course know that. From their point of view, they'll be aiming to take a big scalp at the weekend. Does the defending champions tag add any more pressure to you?
Look, our team's been used to winning over the years, and I suppose every team we play, it's a sort of a big game for them as such, as it is for ourselves. But we have sort of noticed even locally this year, it seems to be a wee bit more of a bigger game for teams that we're playing against. Teams are definitely preparing more and more up for games against us. No, we have noticed a sort of a slight shift in that. So obviously with winning that Junior Cup, that has brought that attention to us, you know.
Yeah. What about the season so far, Gavin? You're still unbeaten in the league, but Buncrana Hearts, I mean, they've made a blistering start with 7 wins from 7. Aileach there on your shoulder as well. It's shaping up to be quite the battle for league honours in Inishowen.
It is, yeah. That's very competitive. Like we've had two draws, two tough games, Clonmany and Aileach. We've won every other game this season, but again, as I said, we're noticing teams are well up for it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tight. We're a bit behind at the minute, but we still have a lot of games to play. And as you said, Buncrana are winning every week, so look, at the minute, they're the team to beat in the league.
Yeah, the league is certainly interesting, but it'd be nice to be in the hat for the next round of the FAI Junior Cup on Sunday evening. It would make that trip back up the road a bit easier.
Oh, absolutely, our full focus is on that. Look, this was an amazing year last year, one of 5 trophies. With the FAI Junior Cup, obviously the main one, and that feeling and that the memories that we created last year would be brilliant and lovely to try and recreate this year, you know. So look, that our main aim this week is to try and be in the hat for the next round and win the game, and all going well, we'll do that. And obviously there's 3 other Donegal clubs through this stage, so look, we wish them all the best, and hopefully all 4 clubs get the right results at the weekend as well.
Yeah, hopefully. And finally for me, Gavin, do you have a full squad to choose from on Sunday, or anybody that can't travel because of the time or the travel distance or any injury concerns?
We have a couple of injury concerns. Finn McClure's out, and Adam McLaughlin is just back in training after almost the guts of a year out with a bad injury, so he's still not fit and available, but he's back in training. That's about it, really. Everybody else is fit and available and ready to go. So, look, we've a tough team to pick. We've a tough squad to pick, 18. So, it'll be a few decisions to be made over the weekend, you know.
Well, best of luck this weekend and with the rest of the season. Thanks very much for talking to us, Gavin.
That's great, Mark. Thank you very much.
Alia of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division in the Inishowen League. They are at home to Blackforge. It's a Dublin side, and the manager of Alia is Declan Lynch. Delighted that he has joined us on the line. Declan, nice to get a run in the FAI Junior Cup out of the county and against a team that I suspect most people up here maybe know very little about. Indeed, what do you know about them?
Very little as well, because I believe they have two teams in the cup draw, so I don't even know which team we're playing or which league they're in. So we're a wee bit in the dark, but saying that, I'm sure they're in the dark with us too. But yeah, it's good to get a cup tie against a Dublin team, just to sort of test ourselves and show what level we're at here on Inishowen. So it'd be good.
Yeah, now, no doubt, the fact that they've got out of Dublin, they must be half-decent. And for yourselves, getting out of Inishowen and getting out of Donegal is not easy. So tell us about your path so far.
Yeah, so we've actually had three games up to this point to get into round four, I believe. So it's been a tough, we've had a few tough fixtures in there. I believe we had Wayne fixture to Lagan Harps, and then just to get into this round, we played a good competitive Clonmany Shamrock team. Look, Inishowen, it's a good level. It's a good competitive level, but as you say, a team that comes out of Dublin, look, we're not going to be sort of underestimating them, because they're going to travel up from Dublin, and they're not just going to be any pushover, so it's going to be a very, very tough tie, and both teams will be looking to get into that fifth round.
Yeah, well, you're in good form at the moment. You beat Glenay United away 5-3 in the Ulster Cup, and in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, I think you're third in the table. So it's been a positive start to the season.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's been really positive, especially for me just coming in there at the start of the season and getting to work with the lads. But it's down to the work from the coaching staff, but more importantly, it's down to the players. And the players we have are a really, really good, strong group, and they're all committed, because they've all got working lives and family lives and stuff where they commit at junior level and they get the results they have. It's down to them, so it's a credit to them, and they fully deserve getting to the next round of this cup here.
Yeah, so prior to taking over this role, you had been up with Glen Torren, involved there, head coach with the, I think, the under-20s and the reserves.
Yes. So I was living in New Zealand, so it was about 8 years ago. And then when we moved back to Belfast, there was just I had to get in with an academy. And fortunate enough, I got in with Glen Torren, and then I worked my way through Glen Torren age groups up until more recently was the reserves and the under-20s. So it was good environment. They learn. And using a lot of what I learned now, what I've taken into senior football with Aya. So it's good.
And at the start of the season, I know you made a number of signings, the likes of Darren and Shane McGonigal, and a Derry City legend, Gareth McGlynn.
Yes. Well, look, that always helps, especially when you've got players with that experience coming in. But I have to give credit to Tommy McGonigal. He was the one to get Darren and Shane over the line, like, so he can take credit for that. But I'm reaping the awards, because it's been two brilliant signings. And then with Gareth, with his experience and sort of the standards he set within training, it's been great. So it's been really good to work with this group of players.
Yeah, and for the younger guys coming through to be playing with players who've played at League of Ireland level, you know, I'm sure that's a great boost for them as well.
Oh, 100%. It's because even in training, them experienced boys, no matter what they do, they don't want to lose. So they set them standards, and it doesn't matter if you're young or not, they'll still keep you in check. So it's good to have that, and it's good to sort of have that sort of players who played in the League of Ireland and stuff and had that pathway, because they all started at Aylia too. So it just shows them there is a pathway.
Yeah, well, a great club, you've great facilities, 64 teams still in the FAI Junior Cup. It's a really difficult cup to go all the way in, but Coghill Celtic doing it last year, and the likes of Buncrana and Letterkenny and Bonagie have all had good runs in recent years. Fannett United, they're still involved this year. So, you know, lots of the big names. What would it mean for everybody in Alia to get a good run in this competition?
I think it's more the excitement of just another sort of big fixture coming our way, and it's just Alia, it's like a community club, so everyone who can they'll get down and they'll support the team, and it's more to get people out on a Sunday. They enjoy a game of football and they see the local lads doing well, especially going up against the likes of other teams in across Ireland, and they say the likes of Coghill, like they've been sort of the strength of Inishowen. They show that there is a good level of teams up around this neck of the woods, and it's good to compete. They show that.
And finally, Declan, you know, it'd be great to advance to the last 32 and, who knows, another home draw. And it really keeps the whole momentum for the season going.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the thing. Look, the two teams playing on Sunday, you'd be guaranteed that both teams want to get into that next round. So they'll be coming. So all we can do is prepare for it. We trained last night. We'll train on Friday night. And then it's up to the boys then, the Sunday. See, they go out and show what they're capable of, and hopefully that's a performance that will see us into the last 32, as you said.
Stephen McConnell, manager of Letterkenny Rovers, another cup run beckons. Indeed, to get out of Donegal is an achievement, I suppose, in itself, given the quality up here at the moment. Your opponents this weekend, Peak Villa, fair to say they're one of the big names in junior soccer, a bit like yourselves.
Yeah, they're a big name, as you said. Like, they were semi-finalists last year, and they're always there thereabouts in the previous year. So we were working out, but it's nice to get a home draw for a change. Last year we had four aways in a row down to Wexford, at Galway and Tipperary, amongst other places. So yeah, it was nice to get a home draw anyway for a start.
Yeah, and you're going into this game on the back of some decent results in both the Ulster Junior Cup and indeed in the Brian McCormack Premier Division of the Donegal League.
Yeah, we've got off to a good start, thankfully. We haven't been beat. We drew the first league game and we've won every other game, which is credit to the players and the work we're doing, so hopefully we can carry that on to this weekend.
Yeah, and at the start of the season, Stephen, you know, the FAI Junior Cup, did you sit down and really say, you know, we're going to give this a really big push this year, because you weren't too far away the last couple of years?
Yeah, we had a good run that last year, and we were 1-1-0 in the quarter, the round of 16, and we can see the two injury time goals that stop us getting into the quarter final, and hopefully we can put it right this year. But I'd be lying if I said we didn't sit down and talk about what we could do in this cup, but we have to win on Sunday or all that talk is out the window.
Yeah, now it's a long old campaign, many rounds in this competition, and it's not just about the first 11 on the pitch. You do need a big enough squad.
Oh, you do, surely. Like, as Gavin Cullen told me last year with Coghill, you need a squad challenging this cup, and I think that's one of our strong points at the minute. Like, what we're putting off the bench is not weakening us in any way, shape or form. It's a bit of a selection headache, but it's something that we pride ourselves on, and it's been doing us well so far.
Yeah, and how do you compare this season's side to last season? Are you playing pretty much the same tactics? Have you altered anything?
We've one or two wee changes now. I'll not give too much away, but we've brought in a few strong players and a few good signings, so it's definitely stepped us up in terms of ability and I suppose the playing squad too. Yeah. But you need them all. Like we've got off to a flying start, as I said, and that's because of the squad we have and what we've added in.
Now, I see Peak Villa have played 7 games in their league in Tipperary. It's a good league. The likes of St. Michael's, a couple of teams from Clonmel in it. They've won 6 out of 7. They've lost 1. Have you done much homework on them this year, or are you fairly okay from other years?
Yeah, of course. Like, once the draw is made, you start picking up the phone and you ring around and you ask a few questions. Thankfully, I have a couple of contacts now that we've progressed in this cup a few years, and Yeah, we had someone down watching them on Sunday. They lost to St Michael's in the top of the table clash. Both teams were undefeated. They were beat 3-0 now, but again, St Michael's have a lot of quality, and Peak were missing their star man. So we have a bit of information, obviously. We'll try and keep a wee bit close to our chest. But yeah, we had eyes down watching them at the weekend there, and we have a bit of, I suppose, a player profile on some of them, and know the danger men and stuff we got there. So hopefully we can just prepare right this week and we'll see where it takes us.
And finally, what's the mood like within the camp? The players very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, very much so. Like we trained last night, and obviously you don't look too far ahead. So last week it was all preparation for Fannad, and last night, like, the mood was good. I suppose we had a big win against Fannad, and the boys are buzzing now to get ready for Sunday.
Well, Arthur Lynch, manager of Fannad United, an away draw in the FAI Junior Cup against St John's Athletic of Roscommon. I know when we spoke previously, I think you mentioned that years ago Fannad may have met this side before.
I think they did. I met quite a number of years ago. It's before my time now. I think it was actually down in Roscommon that day as well. As far as I know, Fannad might have won that game, so I'm sort of hoping for the same result again this time, if we can manage it.
So how do you prepare for a game like this? Have you had word back, or have anybody watched them? Have you some feedback on them?
I've tried to find out a bit. You know, there's a few people there, you know, that would be involved down that side that I know, so they were able to give me a bit of feedback, all right, which is always useful. But at the same time, you sort of have to just take it, you know, take it as it comes on the day, and, you know, look after yourself probably as much as possible, you know.
Yeah. Now, your own form, a little bit patchy of late. You certainly don't want to be making a cup exit, and no doubt the guys will be well prepared and really keen to get through to the next round of the competition.
Oh, they are. Now, look, we've had a couple of tough weeks there, all right, but at the same time, last week we were beating Letterkenny, but we made a few mistakes, which, you know, eventually cost us the game. But overall, I thought we competed very well. I didn't think there was a whole lot on it, to be honest, apart from those mistakes. And that, you know, you only look at it from your own point of view, but from where I was standing, that's sort of the way I took it, you know. Look, we do have a few people who are hoping going to be more available this weekend. It just gives us a few more options we're able to strengthen, you know. So we're hoping as well, you know, that they have the bit of bite to go and challenge and get into the next round of the competition. Like at the start of the season, we were hoping to get a run on it. That ideally, you'd like to get a home tie, but, you know, we're away now in this one, and it is what it is. So we're really looking forward to it and hoping to give a good account of ourselves, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes these trips out of the county, you know, they do no harm for team morale and bringing guys together and can create a bit of momentum in themselves.
Absolutely. You know, found that for ourselves down the years, you know, when being involved in them. You know, if you can get a result, especially, you know, it definitely does help to gel a bunch, you know. And like coming off the back of the last 2 weeks, you're probably not going to get a whole lot tougher, you know, no matter where you go. So that's good preparation for us as well. Like, you know, although we didn't get the results we wanted, they'll still stand to us. And like, I've got great belief in the bunch of players we have. I've no doubt they're going to take on and, you know, won games again. I'm just hoping to start this Sunday, you know.
Yeah, well, as you've mentioned, you know, having lost to Bonagie and Letterkenny in successive weeks, two of the top sides in the county, in some respects, good preparation for a game like this. At the end of the day, you just have to go out there and everybody give it their best and hope you can progress.
That's all you can do, you know. Like, you know, you're looking at the teams that are in Donegal at the moment, the standard's really high. There's probably five or six teams in the Premier Division. There's not a whole lot between them, you know. Anybody can beat anyone on a given day, and that will stand to all teams involved, you know, and every competition going forward.
Yeah, that was our FAI Junior Cup preview of the weekend, speaking to ILEC manager Declan Lynch, Fannad United manager Arthur Lynch, Letterkenny Rovers manager Stephen McConnell, and of course Coghill Celtics manager Gavin Cullen. Coghill going into this weekend as the defending FAI Junior Cup champions. Now, that's not the only action this weekend in local soccer. Starting tomorrow night in the Glencairn Saturday Division 1, we've got 4th place Glencairn Celtic taking on 6th place Strand Rovers. That one's at 7:30, and there's one fixture down for decision in the Brian McCormick Sports Premier Division tomorrow night. 3rd place Kildrum Tigers can go top with a win at home to first place Bonagie United. Moving on to Saturday, and among the fixtures in Glencairn in Saturday Division 1, first place Kildrum Tigers take on third place Donegal Town, and there's a bottom of the table clash as Swilly Rovers host Aranmore United. In the Old Orchard, Saturday Division 2, Kilmarkin and Celtic, who currently sit top, take on Letterkenny Rovers, they're fourth. And in the Fintravel Saturday Division 3, it'll be Kopany Rovers, who currently sit second against bottom side Cranford. There's a full round of fixtures in all those divisions. On Sunday, there's one fixture in the Brian McCormick Premier Division. Gidor Celtic, they're looking for their first win at home to KG Rovers. In the Temple Domestic Appliances, two fixtures that stand out. Castlefin Celtic, they're currently top, they're away to Milford United, and second place Donegal Town travel to play Lifford Celtic. In the Donegal Physiotherapy Division 2, Convoy Arsenal, they're second, they're away to Deal Harps, and top of the table Kerry Keel 71 have a home fixture against Drumkeen United. Now, in Inishowen on Sunday, there are a few fixtures in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division. First place, Buncrana Hearts, currently a few points clear at the top of that. They have a chance to extend the lead as Cockhill and Islay are both in FAI Junior Cup action this weekend. Buncrana Hearts have an away fixture against Cairn Youths. In the HML Plantire Division 1, third place, Dunree United take on currently the leaders in that division, QPS, and second place, Cockhill Youths are at home to Rashini. In the Inishowen Engineering Division 2, it is the big fixture in that division this weekend. Sea Rovers are away to Carromina. Sea Rovers are unbeaten. They've got 11 wins from 11 games, and Carromina currently sitting in second position. Well, it is now time for a short break. When we come back, we'll hear from Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Welcome back to The Score. Now, during the week, there was some big news coming out of Finn Park that Darren Murphy had signed a new deal to keep him at the Balbuffet Club for the next 3 years. A little bit earlier, I caught up with Murphy to hear about his plans going forward. Well, firstly, Darren, congratulations on the new deal. You must be excited to continue your project at Finn Harps.
Yeah, look, obviously, it was maybe something at the very start that I maybe didn't envisage happening. But the way things have obviously panned itself out, I enjoyed my first year as a head coach again. Yeah, it had been a long time since I'd managed some Gavin Swifts. It was maybe something that I never ever thought I would go back into, but I really enjoyed the 12 months at Harps, and obviously enjoyed the first 12 months where I was assistant manager. And so It was an easy decision for me in the end. Obviously, I went through quite a bit in my personal life with the loss of my father, and the football club and the people around the football club and the people in general around Donegal were magnificent with me. And, you know, I felt very much at ease, and I enjoy doing what I do, and I enjoy working with the people I work with. So in the end, it's nice to obviously get it over the line. You know, obviously, I want to thank the football club for having the trust in me. I think there's an honest, open working relationship with myself and the powers that be at the football club. They understand where I'm coming from. I understand what they're trying to do, and I think it works well together. You know, they can see that I see what they're trying to do. You know, I've already said the priorities for me are number one, the new stadium. That has to be the main focus and the main drive for everyone connected to the football club. Number two is ensuring that we have a football club and an academy that's accessible to all. Our futsal team has been brilliant. Obviously, they've won the two competitions that they've won over the previous 2 years, and now we have, you know, we have the two women's teams, and hopefully in 2026 we have a senior women's team. And then, obviously, our own boys' academy has started to flourish, where we are now getting young boys representing both the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is magnificent for us all. And then, obviously, the next thing comes is the first team. And it's not that it's being put down in the list of priorities. It's to ensure that when we do go back to the promised land, that is the Premiership, that we're ready to go back there as a football club and stay there. We don't go up for 1 or 2 years and back down. We go up and we're able to survive and compete at the top table.
Yeah, and it's been obvious that throughout your tenure so far, that getting young players into your first team is something that you take pride in, Darren. The first thing that actually struck me when I heard the news about your new 3-year deal was that it was really good news for the academy players. You'll be able to continue to try and develop that now in the next coming 3 years.
I think it's something that I'm very passionate about and very strong on. Now, I understand there'll also be disappointment for some young academy players that maybe don't make it to the next level. But I'm a great believer in, before we go further afield to bring players in, we'll have a look at what we have. And it's important that if we have players there that I feel in 6 months, 8 months or 12 months time can progress to be a first team player, that there gives that opportunity to grow. That won't change with me. I think the board understand that about me. Look, down the years we have been a club that has been able to attract, I've heard this quite a bit in my time at Finharps, the marquee signings. That's when we were financially in a good place. At the moment we are at a different end of the scale, so it is about creating an environment and a pathway for your own, and that's something that I'm proud of. It's been brilliant. You know, I know young Oisín Cooney and young Gavin McAteer have been obviously put up the very top of the pedestal, because they were obviously went to Notts Forest in trial, and Oisín's now obviously on trial at Newcastle as well. He was away for 10 days, so that they have obviously been seen out there. But, you know, the other ones that have come along with them on the journey and been part of it, you know, the Max Johnsons, the Dara Coyles, the Kevin Jordans, they have all played. Aaron McLaughlin, they all have played a massive role in that too, and I think that's important for me. I think we need that identity. I think we need that. You know, we are where we are in the map of Ireland. We're probably the forgotten county, but we do offer that opportunity now for these young players, and I think a lot of young players in and around the area have seen that, and that can only bode well. Obviously, there'll be some disappointments, you know, because some might just not make the grade, but I'm kind of hoping that we have more success stories. You know, I'm kind of hoping that we're able to attract them players that are 17, 18, 19, that are maybe in the fringes of other squads close to us, that look at us and say, well, a lot of clubs talk about there being a pathway, and a lot of clubs talk about introducing young players. We're physically and actively doing that and have done that, and we continue to do that, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. There's no point hiding behind any other thing. It's something that I want to do. We'll continue to do. I have a brilliant relationship, fantastic relationship with the people that work in our academy, both the boys and the girls side of it, and I have a fantastic relationship with the futsal team as well. And That's something that I feel is hugely important in my role. It's not about me and about the first team. It's about a football club and a football community, and I will work extremely hard to continue to grow that side of the club.
Yeah, you touched on the club and the community there. What kind of position do you think the club are in now heading into the 2025 campaign? And I suppose a fairly obvious question to ask is, what would your goals be for the upcoming season on the pitch?
Again, my goals will not have changed from way back in November 2022, when somebody asked me, what will you try and do? I'll try and put a team on the pitch that the supporters are proud of. I'll try and put a team on the pitch that will be competitive in every game. I felt we were competitive in all our games last season. Like always, we probably done better than a lot of people thought we would do. That was all built on an honesty and a trust among the group, with the staff and the players, and that's something that I think the players at senior level and the younger ones coming from the academy into the senior squad have probably enjoyed under my tenure. There's no what's the word I'm looking for? I don't really hide or keep anything from them. You know, anything that's going on at senior level, regards it be the floodlight failure, should it be travel arrangements, all that type of stuff. I'm very open and honest with the players, and the players are very open and honest with me. And I think that's why we were as successful as we were last year. And it'll be the same again this year. We all start with a clean piece of paper and we all go again. But again, it'll be me trying to put a team on the pitch that the supporters are proud of, and a team on the pitch that the supporters can relate to. I feel last year, the 12 months, we formed a small connection again. It was a very, very small step. I know a lot of supporters out there were disappointed we didn't make the playoffs, and I get that. But, you know, if you rewinded 12 months, I don't think too many supporters thought we would have been anywhere near the playoffs. So to be there right up until the final game of the season and give ourselves that opportunity showed that we were competitive. Again, it's going to be a very difficult league. You've obviously Dundalk coming down, who have the name, tradition and history of one of the League of Ireland's biggest and best clubs. And then you see the investment that's gone into Cove, Wexford and Athlone. So everybody in the first division are trying to be more competitive. You know, people talked about Kerry obviously finishing bottom, but they were 21 points better off than they were the season before. So there's a massive improvement in Kerry as well. So it's a very competitive league and a tough league. But again, I'm confident that we put a team out there that will be competitive in each and every game we play. And that'll start now. The players will get a program in December, which they'll start. And then we'll all be back in together come January. And then it's all systems go for February when the league kicks off. But I'm certainly not one of these guys that go out and make false promises. The only promise that I will make is that I'll try and put a team on the pitch that's competitive and let's see where it takes us, a bit like last year.
And one thing that just stood out for me from last season in your post-match interviews, you always give your players huge credit for sticking at it even when the chips were down. There was times there in the middle of last year when the results were hard to come by. Surely you'd like to feel like your players have learned a lot from last season and can kind of kick on and use those bad experiences to help you in the coming season.
I think they learned from them last year themselves when you look at how they finished the season. Obviously, when we went into the run of games where we lost 5 games out of 6, people were and tried to be hugely critical of them. You know, them 5 games that they lost out of 6, they went to Cork twice, they went to Treaty, they went to Limerick, and they went to Cove and Kerry as well. So, you know, in that run of 7 or 8 weeks where it was really, really tough, they stuck together and people completely ripped them off. We had our private conversations like we always do, you know, but like a father figure to a lot of them because they were very young men. But I did have some senior pros in the change room, the likes of David Cawley and Tony McNamee, who I trust and rely on very heavily. We sat down and we had the conversations and we said, it can work too well. So, you know, we can feel sorry for ourselves or we can go again and see if we can and make a run of it. And that's what they did, you know, to come off the back of the run that they came off and then go and do what they did. It was magnificent, and as you say, it's a learning curve for them, and for them young boys to go through that and experience that. And it was tough, there's no question about that. You know, people don't understand how tough it is to be on a bus and play a game for 18 to 20 hours. You know, it is a tough gig, and to do that 6-7 weeks out of 8, be away from home, they learnt a lot, they grew a lot together, and it showed in the final 7 or 8 weeks of the season where we went from being completely out of it to again people saying they've given themselves a chance. And that was down to the players. That certainly was not down to me. What I did, all I did the whole way through that was there to be there for them and be a sounding board and an advice. And even if they wanted advice and stuff like that, then they came to me. I have a very, very strong relationship with the players. Have a very close connection with the players, and that's something that again I pride myself on. You know, obviously, as I say, with the difficult times with my father, the support I received from the players and the people in the football club was immense, and that told me that we had something together, and that's important. And yes, the players have learned from it already. I think the final 7-8 games of the season showed that they've learned from that difficult run. It's up to them. There will be a core group of that squad stays. We will lose players. Unfortunately, that's how the game works. But we hope to replace them players with the ones that we had before. And hopefully we have some more of our own coming through to enhance the group. And as I say, it won't be about me. It never has been about me. It'll be about the group, the whole group. And that's the players and the staff. I don't see myself as the main person. Yeah, the staff that I have that work with me, we're all equal. We all do a job, and we're all there to help each other. And that will be the way it will be moving forward. You know, I don't see myself to be any different than any of the rest. And we work well together, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Darren, thanks very much for your time, and best of luck with the upcoming season. And congratulations on the new deal again.
Mark, thank you, 100%. Thank you.
Finn Harps manager Darren Murphy. Now, we are going to turn our attention to Gaelic games, and there's a couple of big fixtures here in Donegal this weekend. On Saturday, to kick things off, it'll be the under-21 football final, the under-21B football final between Clonmacnoise and Burt. That one gets underway at the Donegal GAA Centre of Excellence in Convoy at 5 o'clock. Then on Sunday, it is the big one in under-21 football here in the county, the under-21A football final. Four Masters, they're fresh off dispatching of Niamh Connell in last week's semi-final. They take on Glenswilly, who beat Gidor also last week in the semi-final. That one gets underway in Ballyshannon at 12 o'clock on Sunday. Now, not forgetting, it is another huge weekend for Downings and their ladies team. They are taking part in the All-Ireland Ladies Junior Championship semi-final. That one gets underway on Sunday at 1 o'clock. They face Kilcock of County Kildare. Maureen O'Donnell will be there for Highland Radio. Just moving on to rugby briefly, Alec McDonald will be at the Aviva Stadium as Ireland look to continue their good form. Two wins back to back against Argentina and Fiji. They take on Australia at 10 past three on Saturday. And a bit closer to home in rugby, in the provincial north section, Donegal Town take on UUCM. Well, that's it for this week's episode of The Score. I've been your host, Mark Gallagher. If you missed any of tonight's show, it will be available shortly over on our website at highlandradio.com. Have a great weekend.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, stocking the ultimate running shoe to take you through winter. The ASICS Gel Cumulus 26 GTX. With waterproof Gore-Tex technology, these shoes will keep your feet dry and cushioned mile after mile.